Chapter 1. He's just not that into you if he's not asking you out. Because if he likes you, trust me, he will ask you out.
Many women have said to me, "Greg, men run the world." Wow, that makes us sound pretty capable. So tell me, why would you think that we would be incapable of something as simple as picking up the phone and asking you out? You seem to think that at times we're too shy or we just got out of something. Let me remind you, men find it very satisfying to get what they want, particularly after a difficult day of running the world. If we want you, we will find you. If you don't think you gave him enough time to notice you, take the time it took you to notice him and divide it by half. Now you begin the life-changing experience of listening to our audiobook. We have put the stories we have heard and questions we've been asked in a simple question-and-answer format. If you're lucky, you'll hear the following questions and know what they are. Excuses that women have made for their unsatisfying situations. If you're not so lucky, we've also included handy titles to clue you in.
The maybe he doesn't want to ruin the friendship excuse.
Dear Greg, I'm so disappointed. I have this friend that I've known platonically for about 10 years. He lives in a different city, and recently he was in town for work, so we met for dinner. All of a sudden, it felt like we were on a date. He was completely flirting with me. He even said to me, as he was checking me out, "So, what, you're working the whole model thing now?" That's flirting, right? We both agreed that we should get together again soon. Well, Greg, I'm disappointed because it's been 2 weeks and he hasn't called me. Can I call him? He might be nervous about turning the friendship into romance. Can I give him a nudge now? Isn't that what friends are for? Signed, Jody.